Okay, I think today, Bez Hashem, is the last year for the Zman, and then we resume in Elul, Bez Hashem. But this is a special, having a shiur before Tisha B'Av, so I figured we'd do it on the Nyanei Tisha B'Av. So the shiur is about Suda HaMafsekes. Okay? And we know that before Tisha B'Av we have a Suda HaMafsekes, and we'll try to learn some of the halachas and some of the issues dealing with the Suda HaMafsekes. So the Mishnah says, if you look at the Gemara, Erev Tisha B'Av lo yochel adam beis tafshilim. Right, so the Mishnah says that in Erev Tisha B'Av, on page 1, by the arrow, lo yochel adam beis tafshilim. So at you can't have two tafshilim, right? You can't have cooked carrots and rice, shnei tafshilim. And then it says lo yochel basar v'lishta yayin, because midina de gemara, the iser basar v'yayin is only at the suda mafsekes. Because the fact that we do it all 9 days, that was a later thing. But midina de gemara is erev Tisha B'Av at the suda mafsekes. Take a packet. So we're talking about the Suda Mafsekes. So the Suda Mafsekes is the din of... So Be'ikar Adin, you could have, during the 9 days, you could have meat and wine. So din and, meat and wine, really, Be'ikar Adin is the din of the Suda Mafsekes. So we're noyeg, Ashkenazim we're noyeg to have all nine, all the whole, from Rosh Chodesh on, not to have meat and wine. But Be'ikar Medina de Gemara, it's a din in the Suda Mafsekes. And the Suda Mafsekes, you can't have Shnei Tafshilin, and you can't have Basav Yayin. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Lo Shonu El Mishay Shosu L'Mala. That's only if you're going to have the Suda Mafsekes after Chatzos, in the afternoon. Al Mishay Shosu L'Mata Mutu. But in the morning, you want to have, you can have, there's not toifis, a din of Suda Mafsekes in the morning. In the morning you can have whatever you want, an Erev Tisha B'Av. Right, I mean, we don't have Basav Yayin in the whole 9 days, so we don't have Basav Yayin, but you can have Shnei Tafshilin, you can have whatever you want. Bizman HaGemar, you can have anything you want, Mamish, even Basav Yayin. Bizman HaZeh, you can have anything you want, but you can't have Basar B'Yayin, because we're not going to have Basar B'Yayin the whole 9 days. Amar Rav Yehuda Lo Shonu El Besuda HaMafsik Bo. El Besuda She'enu Mafsik Bo Mutter. So he says that the din of even after Chatzos, that we limit you, that's only the final meal. Rashi says the mafsik shuv ein ochel od meyosa suda veilach. Whereas the final meal, in other words, if you can have a meal after chatzos, but it's not the final meal, so then you can have shnei tafshilin, because it's not the suda shemafsik ba. It has to be the suda shemafsik ba. So, and the verse says utravayu lakula. So the two kulas that are being said. One kula is that before Chatzos, everything is mutter. And the other kula is that even after Chatzos, if it's not the Suda HaMafsik Bo, then it's also mutter. In other words, if you can have a Suda after Chatzos, you can have two Sudas after Chatzos, so only the Suda Shemafsik Bo is the Suda that has the limitations of there's no Basav Yayin and the Isra of Shnei Tafshilin. Then you look further down in the Omud, at the end of the Omud, two lines from the bottom. Amar of Yehuda Marav Kachaya Minhogo Shul of Yehuda the Rabbi Eloi. This was the minig of Yehuda Bar Eloi. Erev Tisha B'Av Mivim Lo Pascha Reva B'Melech. So they would bring him a, you know, a piece of bread, dried piece of bread with salt. V'yoshiv Ben Tanur L'Kirayim, and he would sit between the oven and the stove. V'Ochel V'Shosa Aleh Kiton Shalmayim. So he would eat this piece of bread with some water. V'Doyme Kimisha Meso Mutu L'Fanuf, and it would be Doyme to him like he just lost a relative. And that was the suda that he ate, and that's similar to what people do bisman hazeh. Two people today have the egg also, but they don't have shnei tafshilin. That's why bisman hazeh people have a piece of bread with the egg and some water and sit on the floor. So that's similar to what Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi had. But our minhag today is that earlier, even though it's after Chatzos, we have a whole ganze meal, right? That's right. We have a whole ganze meal. That's and then sometimes before Mincha and then after Mincha, go home and you have this Suda Mafsekes. So the Chayra, what we do follows everything we learned here in the Gemara. The only thing is, there's a Ramban. And Ramban says a very important thing. And we have to see if what we do stems with the Ramban or doesn't stem with the Ramban. So look on page 3. In the Torah Adam of the Ramban. Zokta Zoy. Umistabra Suda Hamafsikwa Kol She'ino Osid Lisot Suda Acheres Shal Kvias. Afal Pi Shadaito Lechal Aroi. So Suda Shemafsik Ba doesn't mean that as long as you can have another Suda later, you're okay with this Suda. It's only if you can have another Kvias, a big Suda, you know, you Koveya, then the one before, you can do whatever you want. But if, say, you're only going to have Achilas Arai at the next Suda, right? So then, and we paskin lahalach if you have a Kazayas that's only Achilas Arai, right? So if it's only Achilas Arai, they're not. Lo ki'il shebitnam betin rishoyim ochlin boso mishtakrin. Because he says the people that would eat bos of yayin after chatzos, and then they'd have this little meal. So he says that's not shalokedin. That's shalokedin. So what is he saying then? So the question is what we do today, we have this big meal. So we don't have bus of yayin for shteitzach, because we don't have bus of yayin the whole 9 days. But we have shnei tavshilin. We have shnei tavshilin at the meal. So what would the Ramban say what we do?
Must we wash. This is we wash more than a kazayis.
Of bread. Yeah, so he's saying, so Rabbi Machlis is saying he thinks that we're not against the Ramban, because he's saying that the Suda we eat afterwards, even though we eat the fancy Suda before, you have all types of dishes, but later we wash again, and Lamaisa is saying we eat more than a kazayis, you have to eat more than a kebetza to make a Suda's keva. If it's right, because if it's less than a kibbutz, it's still aroi, right? Mm-hmm. So he tain is that what we do is okay. It's not against the Ramban. We have to see if he's right.
But also, it seems like Ramban wouldn't like this tricks. Like you're having a real meal, and then you're having a little meal. Right. Like you're having the real meal where you're getting full.
Doesn't the trick, you can only do the trick right. You have to do the trick right.
Right. Yeah. So what you doing?
It says if you then it doesn't help. If you play the trick right.
You play, in other words, so it means that you eat kavua. So you're saying once he eats, so that's what we're going to have to see. So Rabbi Machlis is saying, if you eat, so then you dafka, according to Rabbi Machlis, you have to eat more than a kibetza of bread. Because if it's less than a kibetza, then it's achilas aroi. And then that's exactly what the Ramban yelled against. But once you eat more than a kibetza, so Rabbi Machlis claims that it should be okay, like the Ramban. So we have to see. So let's take a look at other Rishonim and see what they say about this. Take a look on page 5 in the Orchas Chaim of Aaron HaKohen Milunil. So now this is a more, let's look at this Lashon. You got it? Yeah, page 5. Ozain. Kosov hara ozal. V'ika suda hamafsik bo, he also shosomech daito ale alashem tainas. So the suda hamafsik bo is the one that you're making sure you're eating to make the fast go easy. V'ozon ochlem v'erev bosov v'shosim yayin hamafsikin v'ochlem brukas hamozon v'chozim v'ochlem ma'at Hare Elu B'chlal Poshi Yisrael. U'mivarchim Bracha Shalol Tzorach. V'alein HaKosov Omer V'ati Avonosom Al Atzmosom. So now what do you say about what he's saying? Right, he's saying, because even if though you're technically eating the kibbetza, but Lamayi said, which one are you soymich alav for L'shem Tainus? Is the one you're having before, L'chara. One second. So Nati is saying that, Sarav Suleiman of Shlita, is saying that the one you had before is the one you're really being soymich on to get you through. And the halacha is that one has a din of Suda Mafsekis. And therefore, you shouldn't be able to have Shnei Tafshilin, even that one. But Rabbi Machlis wants to argue and say what?
He's saying
that the thing in the Kabbalah is the same time as the Makabah. Isn't that what he's saying? Because the Masbah,
I don't know, I'm asking.
Is that what he means, L'shem Tainus? Or what does he mean? How do you read the Pshat here? You can see the Masbah, also Shasomir Daito Allah L'shem Tainus.
The real ikisud though is like to say that you can make a time with it. Okay, today we make a time without being a couple of times.
Right.
I didn't go through the lochis, but Pasha son of Sekis is me mouth sick and saying.
He's saying it doesn't mean the one that you wanted to carry through for the times. It means that you're eating it and then you're Makabal Tainus right away. Okay, we'll see. If that's the pshat, then Nechanami. Then clearly we're not Makabal Tainus with the big meal we have before. Even though it's after Chatzos, but still we're not Makabal Tainus.
We're not
Makabal Tainus
also,
but
it's also.
Yeah. So let's take a look in the Mariel on page 7. Look what he says like this. Minagu ba'ashkenaz shekol yimos hashono kol yimos hachamo the whole year mispalim tefilas mincha Vigam shal arvis kodim sulas halayla, like we do here, especially in the winter month. In the winter months, at least, we daven mincha, we daven ma'ariv, then you go home and you eat dinner. Aval be'erev tishabav, oichlan sudas halayla, kodim tefilas hamincha. Whereas we eat our dinner that we normally eat at night, we eat it before mincha, achar mincha gdola, v'chachich mispalim rak tefilas hamincha levad, v'chozul v'teim v'ochlim sudam afseches al arts. So he's saying, mamish, what we do. In other words, Tisha B'Av night, you're not going to eat dinner at night, because it's Tisha B'Av. So normally they said whole year round in the shuls, in Germany, whatever, they'd daven mincha marv and get home and eat dinner. But you can't do it on Tisha B'Av. So Tisha B'Av, they would eat the dinner meal after, before mincha. They'd daven mincha early. They would eat it after chatzos, it would still be mincha gedola. They'd eat the big meal, daven mincha, and come home and eat the sudam afsekis. So that's what we do. So the question is the Maril against the Ramban? Again, that's the same Shaila. Because what we do is basically what the Maril says to do. Yeah, so we'll see that in a second. Take a look at the Prisha now, on page 10. Says the Prisha, Shamati mefarshim divrei Ramban, davka achilas haroi, sheina koveya lusu deklal, hu da'asar. Haim koveya atzmo, like what Rav Machla said. In other words, the Ramban was only bothered if you're eating Arai later. So then, the Arai doesn't count. So then, so if you delete the Arai Suda, so the last Suda you had that was Keva, you ate Shnei Tavshilin. So it was a problem. But in Kovei Atzmo, like Rabbi Machlis said, you ate more than the Kibetza. Kmo Shanu Osim, Shanu Nodli Veyadayim, Yoshim Larts, this is Mamish you. Umavarchim Birchas Amozot Shari, right? Like what Rabbi Machla said, you just have to do it right. You know, you can make the kuntz, but you just have to do it. You have to do it right. So the way to do it right is to wash and have a nice piece of bread. You're okay. And the medakte from Loshon Ramban, just like Rabbi Machla said, shekosuv she'ein daito od lechol, mashmim daito od lechol. As long as you, he says he doesn't think so. Of course, what's the chiddush of the Ramban? Of course, you can eat before. And it's the suda mafsekes. It's not the mafsekes. Whereas Ramban means if at the first meal you're eating mamish to fill yourself up completely for the tainus, and then you'll daven mincha and you'll come home, you'll eat a shtickle bread on the floor with a beitza. So he says the Ramban thinks that's wrong, because the meal that really that you're eating for the fast, you fresh away too much. You ate shnei tavshilin, and shnei tavshilin is a. In other words, the sugam of sek is not necessarily the last time you wash, but it's the last gesunte meal that you're having to to keep you for the tainus. So that meal has these restrictions. Because our minig is that meal, everything goes except for meat and wine, because we don't eat meat and wine the whole time. So he's talking about the mokum that they used to eat basar in Erev Tisha B'Av. I mean, it could be that Rabbi Machl is right, but the precious taich in the Ramban is that the last meal that you eat has to be subdued. Meaning, in other words, you can't eat a very big meal first and then eat this token meal afterwards. The halacha is sudam of sekis has dinim. You can't have shnei tafshilin, you can't have rice and chicken. So we hold the way we practice. We fress away the first meal. We have everything we want except bosa v'yayin. Then we have this token meal afterwards. He says that's a leitzonis, the preacher says, because that meal is not really the suda mafsekis. The suda mafsekis is the meal you have before that you're eating it. So that meal that you're eating for the covered, the tainus has to be subdued. That's how he learns.
What's the chiddush of the Rambam? Where is he building it out of the Rambam? Here's time. Where is he taking it out of the Rambam? Where does the Rambam say such a thing?
Let's see.
What is it, like filling your belly like a Russia, like
a. Stab a suda of culture in Osid, lost in suda cheres shokvius. We should die to lach alan on. He's Pashas in Ramban, he's saying like this.
Means to fill yourself up.
Yeah, kfiyas means to fill yourself up. You want to take a little snack before, you can take a little snack before. I mean before the tainus. But the ikur one is the meal that you're having before, you know, to get you ready for the tainus. That's the one. Lo ko'ilu shebitnam beten rishoyim. He calls it beten rishoyim. It's the people, he's saying it about all of us. That we eat, he's calling all of us beten rishoyim, because we will do this. The minhag Yisrael is to do it. So it could be, you want to say, maybe we should just say, okay, we don't follow the Ramban. The only problem is, you're going to look in the Shulchan Aruch and the Mechaber, he paskins like the Ramban. Let me see. I'll show you. Let's just take a quick look in Shulchan Aruch to see what the Shulchan Aruch says. Yeah, take a look on page 17, the Shulchan Aruch. It says, "V'chol zeh b'sudah mafsekes she'ein daitim lechol od acharei asudas keva, shu achar chatzos." In other words, the din of sudah mafsekes is that you're not going to eat after it, a sudas keva, and it has to be after chatzos. And when we call him chatzos, our chatzos v'day to lecha l'chare a sudas keva, ain't it tzorich lizor b'dvarim halal. And then the Ramo quotes the Maria. V'min b'chol galilos ashkenaz lecha l'suda kfuwa kodim mincha, v'chach m'spal mincha v'olchim sudam afsekis. So the Ramah is quoting the Maril. But the Mechaber says like the Ramban. So maybe you should say that the Sephardim have to be more makbir. The Ashkenazim have the Ramah. Maybe the Sephardim don't have the Ramah.
It's from the Ramah, you see, not like the Ramah, you see the Kavua before Mincha.
Right, like the Maril, yeah, he's quoting the Maril, yeah.
Not like the Pesach.
Well, the Prisha was saying, the question is, the Prisha was saying Pshat and Ramban. Now, is the Ramah claiming that he's following the Ramban also? Or is he saying, no, but the Minig is like, it's Maril, we don't hold like the Ramban. Now, Zenachanami, we're violating the Ramban.
He's saying, from the Ramah, you see, he doesn't hold on the Prisha, that's for sure.
Yeah, he quotes a Maril. So, but I'm saying, it could be that the Prisha is saying Pshat and Ramban. It could be that the Ramah is more than that. He's saying the Minig B'chol Galilos is not to follow the Mechaber. It's not to follow the Mechaber, meaning the Mechaber is based on the Ramban. So maybe Ashkenazim, we just don't follow the Ramban.
Isn't left from an egg to Shnei Tavshilin?
No. Because a bread and an egg is not Shnei Tavshilin. Right? Because one is a baked, one is cooked. Mm. It's not Shnei Tavshilin.
Every meal they eat bread.
What?
Every meal they eat bread.
Right.
Another Tavshil and Tavshilin bread. Two Tavshilin for the bread.
Right. Are you going to say if you just have bread, it's going to stand up second, bread and water?
Yeah, that's a huge of our life.
It's just two boiled foods.
Now let's look in the Rambam. How does the Rambam say Pshat? Let's look in the Rambam. On page 14, Halacha Zayin. Zok Dazay Tisha B'av Leilo Kiyomo L'chol Dover. Tisha B'av is Leilo Kiyomo. All the halachas that apply in the daytime already apply the night before. Vein Ochlim Ela Mibod Yom. So you have to already eat only Mibod Yom on Erev Tisha B'av, you can't eat at night. Ubein Hashmasha Shalo Oser Kiyom HaKippur. And Bein Hashmasha is Oser. Because Bein Hashmasha is a suffix, so you could say maybe it's a suffix to Rabbanu L'Kula. We say no, that we're Machmir at Tisha B'av, that Bein Hashmasha is Oser, just like Yom Kippur. V'l'yorchel Bosom L'ishte Yayin B'sud HaMafsik B'av. And the whole din of Bosom Yayin is only by the Sud HaMafsekis. Aval shosa hu yayin migito sheish lo shlosha yomim o pochos. But if it's a yayin migito and you just squeezed it, so it's 3 days or less, so it's not intoxicating or whatever. So then he says, okay. Vochol bosom aliyach sheish lo shlosha yomim o yaser, or meat salted for 3 days or more. Vol yochol shnei tavshilin. Vamed vamum shochol erev tisha b'av achar chatzos. And so called him Chatzos, Alpha Bishop Mafsigbo, Ocho Bamasha Yirtsa. So he says, but that's all, but after Chatzos, is you have to, you limit it. But before Chatzos, you can eat whatever you want. But in Halacha Tess, he says, Zohi Midas Kol Ha'om. This is for the regular people. She'enim yicholim lizbol yosim idam. Aval chasidim harishonim kachayis amidosim. But chasidim rishonim, see, so regular people, before chatzos, everything is mutter. Even basav yayin, that used to be mutter. I mean, for us, again, basav yayin is also because we asked basav yayin the hotel from Rosh Chodesh. But chasidim rishonim kachayis amidosim. Erev Tisha B'av hayumavim lo laodom levado pascharev bebelach v'shorah b'mayim v'yoshev betonu v'kirayim v'ochlo v'shosol lakito shalmayim b'daga u'v'shimamon u'v'chia k'mishu meishu mutu lo'ov. In other words, he says that Gemara Rav Yehuda Bar Eloi that he used to sit b'tonu v'kirayim and they gave him a pascharev b'mayim b'melach and that's the Gemara saying that's what the Anshei Maila would do. You know, that's the real Hasidim would do. But the Hamonam, so the Hasidim we do this. Is there one of the chacham lasso? So carve mizeh. So they wouldn't eat. He says, "Miyameinu lor achalnu erev tishabav tafshil afil shal adoshim elam kein haya b'shabes." Because they wouldn't eat any tafshil. The real chassidim wouldn't eat any tafshil in the whole day, or at least could be the whole day, as we'll see in the shalom. So he says, so that Gemara of Yehuda Bar Eloi, that's the Minna Chasidus. But the Ikar Adin is that before Chatzos you could eat as many Tafshilin as you want on Tisha B'Av, Erev Tisha B'Av. And after Chatzos you have to restrain that you can't eat Shnei Tafshilin. But the Rambam, now what would the Rambam say about what we do? What do you think the Rambam would say about what we do? Would the Rambam hold? Shemaf Sigma. So again, what's Maf Sigma? So let's see the Magid Mishnah. Look at the Magid Mishnah. Yeah, Vav on page 14. They didn't put the arrow there. Mishnah Zav. Begin with Prague, Mishnah Zav Matam Simcha. So Chabez, yeah. I'm Rav Nachum Lashon Lashon. Rav Sheshon Rafi L'Chabes, then he says, "V'hafzik bo kol she'en osid lisot su d'acheres shal kviyas." Half of it is d'achad d'achol aray. He quotes the Ramban. He just says, you know, you can't see beferish any special shita in the Rambam here. But that's the Shaila, what does he mean? Take a look in the Shalah for a second on page 19. Take a look. So he says over what the Rambam says. Uduki gam kibu achaverim be'erv tishabav lo yokul shum tafshil fil shal adoshim zekol ayom. This is the chumra of the anshei, the bedaktikim, is not to have any tafshil even in the morning. And that's the pshat in Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. If Suda Mafsekes, then they'd have Pascha Reva Vekit and Shalmayim. They would have, whereas our minig is before Chatzos, we even do, even after Chatzos, we have all types of foods, except for Basar V'Yayin. And then we'd have Mincha, and then we have the Pascha Reva. So the others are saying that the Pascha Reva, the Vekit and Shalmayim, is a din in the Bedaktikim. Because the Bedaktikim weren't eating any tafshil. So we, you know, what do? We make ourselves like the Bedaktikim at the end of the day. But at the beginning of the day, we're eating everything. See, the real din of the Pascha Veirav Melech is that you don't eat any tafshil. It's the Chumrah. But that's the... So the question is, does the Gemara ever say that there's an Indian to eat Pascha Veirav Melech? If anywhere you're going to eat Shnei Tafshilin before. Or is this a dinner? It's strange. So we, at the end of the day, we prav like we're the big tzaddikim. In the early in the day, we, you know, we have all the Tafshilin we want. In other words, the way the Rambam and the Shalah are saying is the Pascha Reva Melech goes on the Bedaktikim. who are not eating tafshilin before. So we basically adopted both. We eat the tafshilin before, and we even eat the tafshilin after chatzos. And then we take this suda of Rav Yehuda ben Eloy, and then we eat it also to patter ourselves from that suda before is not called the suda of Mafsekes. It's a funny thing what we do. Because if you learn the sugya, it's not mashma that way. It's mashma that anything after chatzos, if that's your main suda, is so we must be soymech, like Rabbi Machla said, that since we wash and we eat more than a kibetza, that's called keva, and that patters are up. And once that's the last sud is keva, and anything before that is free reign.
What if you don't wash at the meal, earlier meal? Does that help?
No, I don't think it helps. If you don't wash at the first meal, it still doesn't help the stomach, because you're having shnei tafshilin, and, I don't think it's a din of washing.
You're stuffing your face.
You're stuffing your face, so that's what the Ramban said you're not allowed to do. So, now,
the whole day out of
Tisimov.
Maybe it was out of
Tisimov. At the end, like we do. Maybe he gets it from the Rambam. The Rambam says. He says that the Hasidim don't even need any tafshil, right?
He says Erev Tisimov. I don't know. Means the whole day.
Yeah. If it meant Achar Chatzos, he would say Achar Chatzos. Pashas means Erev Tisha B'Av. The Medaktikim don't need any tafshil. It's the piece of bread, whatever.
They even ask Erev Tisha B'Av, you also have an egg. That's
right.
One tafshil.
The
reason doesn't
have
that, not even that.
He didn't even have that. Right, so we're not such a Medaktik. We have one tafshil. Because that's mutter mikir adin. In other words, at the suda mafsekis, if you would have some carrots and an egg, so then there's no het to, because then that's your the only reason why you were able to eat everything before is you want to say this is the suda mafsekis. So at least here you have to bedaktik not to eat shnei tafshil. Look in the Groh. What does the Groh? What did the Groh do? The Maaser Rav, the Vilna Gaon, page 20. He says, "Suda Mafsekes Einu Ochel Beisudus Umafsik B'Mincha." Uchol suda achas achem mincha al gabe karka, veinu ochel beitzim klal. So he says he doesn't like this. The Groh is also against it, because he says, well, you're gonna have the big meal, and then you're gonna bench and daven mincha, and then you're gonna have wash again. So the Groh says, first of all, it's like a. You're cutting up the meal for no reason. He doesn't like this idea of, chopping up the meal. So you should have one meal, sudachas, and it should be after mincha, al gabi karka.
Is that a regular sudum? Is that the sudum of sekis?
Now, this is the sudum of sekis. Ein ochel beitzim klal.
So what do you eat? Bread.
Bread
and adashim.
Bread.
And no food.
So it's mashma from the groan that he. Unless you're saying the groan. was saying what he did. Whereas he could say that he would say, in other words, Maaser Rav is telling him what he himself did. So it works out good. But versus the Rambam, he's from the Bedaktikim. So then he would just eat one meal, Agabi Karka, just like Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, as he says here in the Likutim. See, the question is, Rav Sternbach raises the issue. Is there an Indian to have to eat the Suda Mafsekis? Or is the Vort that if you're going to eat, so this is the way you eat? You follow? Like Suda Mafsekis and Erev Yom Kippur, that's a mitzvah to eat. Achil and Erev Yom Kippur. Rabbeinu Yonah says, because really we should have eaten the meal on Yom Kippur, because the Suda, the Kovod, the Slicha, Kapora, etc. So we can't eat on Yom Kippur. So we push the meal to Erev Yom Kippur. But it's an Inyan. It's a mitzvah. Whatever the mitzvah is. But here, is there any Inyan to have a meal? And so he wants to claim the Ramban, for sure, and Eliel Levine has a piece on this also. He wants to claim of Sternberg that according to Ramban, there's no Inyan to eat. It's just, if you're eating anyway, so you have to limit yourself. That's what he writes here. You take a look on page... on page 24. We have Moshe Sternberg. Omnum. Nirishish Lanagam Plukta Beikur Geder Hasuda, Berv Tishimov. The Lashitas Harambam, Chemuvor, Tadi Betruma Sedeshin, Ikur Lechel Suda Beshiflus. Now, where does he get that? Kimo Onin, Besuda Havra, Mze Yotzi Mitzvasa. Ashakin Ramban, no Tiknum Ikur Adin, Beuchat Suda Beshiflus, Yegwak Onin. Raksuda Chronosh, Shehanosa Nimshach Latishabov. Asu lechol ba basav yayin u'shnei tafshilin. But he's saying pshat in the Ramban, and we'll see. There's another important Ramban we have to see in a second. He's saying the pshat in the Ramban is whatever meal is going to still be effective to affect you on Tisha B'Av. So that's bechlal, the suda mafsekis, and then you have to be memait. But there's no. But say you don't want to have. There's no Indian you have to eat. He wants to say, according to Rambam, I guess he's saying the din of Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, is that no, there's an inyan dafka to eat the suda mafsekis. In other words, it's a positive inyan, like Eliel Levin says. But, I don't know, the Rambam's lashon is. He says that there's a sinyan to eat paschaver v'melach. His mashmah is a positive inyan to eat a sudas havra. Whereas Ramban says there's no positive inyan. The only reason we do it today, l'chora, is because we don't want, because we're eating the big meal before. So then, if we don't eat the sudas havra, the sudas bafsekis. And it comes out that the Kuli Alma we did in Avera, even according to Rabbi Machlis, we did in Avera. The preacher would say that what we did is wrong, even what we do is, because even if we have this meal, but it's not really the Iker meal that you're having for the Tainus. Now, there's another Ramban that you have to be aware of. Take a look back on page 1. See where the second arrow is on the left. The last skinny line. Tanya eat the cultural mitim tishub of ochlos bosser also lishtos yain for also lurchos. Kosher ain mishum tishub of mutter lechel bosser lishtos yain also lurchos. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Omer Mishum Lovin Kosher shemutu lechel bosser mutter lurchos. So he's an unbelievable pshat, the Ramban says. Take a look on page 3. The second arrow on the right. Perish. Kol shu machmas tishabav zel asud hamafsik bo. She also lechol basuv lishtos yain. Right. So he says that the Sudam of Sekis, you can't eat Basun Yayin. And then from the time of the Sudam of Sekis, you can't do any Rechitza anymore. When we came to Kibo Lov, Mixas Avelis, Orsur Lurchos. Afal Gav, Dakati Lo Oyal Tishabov. Rechitza, Hanoda Achar Shohi. Venir Kirochets Betishabov. Shabhochi Osur. But Anila Sandal. So Ramban has an unbelievable chiddush that from the Sudam of Sekis and onwards, you can't do rechitza. So the Rosh has an unbelievable kasha. He says, I don't understand. You could eat and drink, but you can't do rechitza. That's the Rosh's kasha on page 6. B'dover teimuhu. Shemutin lechel v'lishtos yeh osur lirchot zolosuch. So even if rechitza wouldn't be for the 9 days, this is because the rechitza of the 9 days was also a later thing. Whereas he says the Ravid learns the Gemara means after you finish the Sudam of Sekis you can't do Rechitza. But according to Ramban, even though you're still eating, say in the middle of the meal you want to go and be Rechitza, you can't. So what's the pshat? Because rechitza is hanoah hanimsheches, and any hanoah that's nimsheches, you can't do even an erev tisha b'av. Any hanoah nimsheches.
What about achil and shdia?
Oh, excellent question. So take a look here. Take a look. Ramban Matzul. Chazal also, yeah. So he says that Hanonim Sheches is if you have Bos of Yayin. That's Hanonim Sheches. But he says to eat. Eat a little bit, that's not Hanonim Sheches. It's a way, it's Tisha B'Av. Yeah. So he wants to say like this. He wants to say the Ramban Shita is that you can't have hanoham shechas. So that's why the suda hamafsekis, we say you can't have shnei tavshilim, because that's going to be nimshach. If you just have a tavshilechos, that's not going to be hanoham shechas. So he says, so Rav Moshe Sternbach's yisod is like this. The Ramban, the Shitoso, has this yisod that you can't have hanoham namshechas. So you can't. In other words, the real things that are going to really make you feel good for like in the next 7 hours or something like that, that you can't do. So you have shnei tafshilin, that's going to be hanoham namshechas. Or you do rechitza, that's going to, that's going to make you feel good for the next 5 hours. That's hanoham namshechas. Why can't it just say it's a minik from the day? So that's why the Ramban says you can't have a big meal. Because what does it help that you have a little meal afterwards if you had already the big meal and it's hanonim shachas? So the fact that you're having another meal also, it's not going to change this to be hanonim shachas. This is the thing that's really carrying you over. So Rav Sternbach says, the Ramban Lashitoso, who holds that from the Suda Mafsekis on, you can't have Rechitza, so Hu Adinami, you can't have Shnei Tavshilin, and even the meal before, if it, like the Prisha said, if it's the meal that's going to carry you for the fast day, that's Hanonim Shechas. Now, Lamaisa, we don't paskin like the Ramban, the Gabi Rechitza. We hold, like the other Rishonim, Rechitza is only Osir after the Suda, but not during the Suda. So we don't hold from that. So, but he says it's Mashma. He says the Ra'ah and the Ramban and the Prisha, they all say this word. So what's Pshat in our Minhag? He says our Minhag is to follow. He says what's our Minhag based on? So he says Hey Rabbeinu Gra. Whereas basically, since we wash, we like Rabbi Machlis said, we eat the kibetza. So technically, this is the suda mafsekis. So the Ramban cares about the Hanoham Shechas, but we don't hold from that. We hold there's no Isser of Hanoham Shechas. Right? So we only hold that it's a din in the last meal. That the last meal, you have to have a Suda B'Shiflus. And the Rav Eliel Levine says, it's a special Kiyum. See, according to Ramban, there's no Kiyum in a Suda. It's not a positive thing. It's if you're going to eat, limit yourself. That's the Rav Sternbach explained the Ramban. If you're going to eat, limit yourself. And that means even the Suda before, because technically this is the real Suda that's going to be Mashpia on you on Tisha B'Av. So that you can't have Shnei Tavshilin, because you can't have a Hanam Shechas. Because what's the problem of having a Hanam Shechas? It's Ki'ilu you're eating on Tisha B'Av, or Ki'ilu you're Rochets on Tisha B'Av. But the Rambam doesn't hold from such a thing of Hanonim Shechas. It holds you need a token Suda, a Suda of Shiflus, Ka'oinim. So Mela, since the Mikra Din, we ate another Suda, and we don't hold from the Hanohanim Shechas. So Mela, this is our Suda, this is our Suda. And he says, and it's mashma that way in Yerushalmi. Take a look in the Yerushalmi. Take a look in the Yerushalmi, and there's a medrash like that also. There's the Yerushalmi. Yeah, the Yerushalmi is on page 8. See, Rav manda have ochel called tzorkei. He would eat called tzorko. Have a tzava pitzei bekitma. From a zoi ikar sudas tishabov. The kaim shema vayes bekitzas shinech vifene be'efer. Look at the Korbaneda. You know, you're going to look at a little bus of a Suda, you're going to look at a little bus of a Suda. Rav la, yeah. Rav la ocho she ocho kol tzorko ha yotovel prusas lechem beifer vom zohi ikas sudas tishabov. So what is that mashma?
Mashma is one suda. He's
hemshech of the original. Is that, in other words, you want to say the pshat is that he had his kol tzorko, but did he, I guess you want to say he had tav shelechad maybe. Tav shelechad. And then there's a medrash. There's another medrash that they quote. So what does it mean? He ate called tzarko.
It doesn't mean one
tafshil.
So it was full, but through one tafshil, he can't eat shnei tafshilin. And the medrash on page 11. Medrash Rabbi says, "Dover Achad Yasichu Bi Yoshve Shar El Yisrael Shem Yoshim Vatei Kinesios Vatei Midrashos Unegina Shosech Shecha Meachashin Yoshim Vochlim Veshosim Umeshtakrim Besudas Tishabov Yoshim Vekorim Kinim Venehi Veecha." He says the people eat and the Meshtakrim Besudas Tishabov. So he learns here in the Medrash it means the Suda before Tishabov. But you see in the Medrash that they would have a nice big meal beforehand. So there's another rye source that they bring to our minyan. Because they say that Israel was Yoshvim v'Ochlim v'Shoshim v'Mushtakrin. So it's much for the, I mean, you could say Tain, you know, it's much for this was a significant meal.
Here it doesn't even
mark the Mashmah Suda 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 Mashmah. Yeah, so, okay, so, and then the one last thing is the Truma Sedeshin has a discussion whether you have to have, whether you can wear shoes during the Suda Mashmah Suda. So our minig is we wear shoes. You can wear shoes. So he has a tshuva. What page is it? 816. He says, "Suda Masech Tzorch Lachlus Menolov Olov." He's Yiridain Tzorch because it's nothing to do with the Suda. Nothing to do with the Suda. And then he writes, but you need a Suda Shvela, if Konigsberg says we're on Salvation. You need a. Well, buy Suda Aniya Ushvela. That's his Lashon. So that's Mashma Like, it's a positive thing. According to Ramban, maybe you don't, it's not like you need the suda. I mean, again, you could tie chidin according to Ramban also. If you can eat a suda, it has to be a suda near shvela. That's where Ravel Yelavin, you can take a look, discusses. Is it a kiyim, suda mafsekis on Tisha B'Av, on Erev Tisha B'Av? Or is it just, he says, near on page 27, near Dasa Ramban, the Erev Tisha B'Av, lo nemar kiyim shal suda mafsekis. El b'yuchefa, nemar Erev Tisha B'Av, meniya. It's a din meniya, it's not a positive kiyim. An Erev Yom Kippur is a positive kiyim to have a suda mafsekis. But that's what Rav Shtermach wanted to say. Maybe according to the others, according to the Rambam and others, it's a positive kiyim to have a suda mafsekis, to have, you know, like the suda of your Yehuda Bar Eloi. Okay, Rabosai, so this is the inyan of a suda mafsekis. L'maisa arminig is what we do. We're not here to change any mahagim, just to try to understand. This is the last year, Rav Hashem, we're having till Elul. So I wish everyone a good rest of the summer, and we'll come back refreshed in Elul. And we're happy to see Rabbi Schenker here, hasn't been here for some time, so we wish him good gesund and good to zummer. And Bez Hashem, we come back in Elul, we're continuing in Yanei Sukkah through Sukkos, and then we'll do other things, Bez Hashem.